Woo, yeah. Or is it one woo or two woos?
Woo? I think it's woo woo.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm gonna meditate on that, tell you later.
Hey guys, welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we believe that teenagers are not a problem to be solved, but we are here to help you equip your teenagers through the power of connection. I'm Chris Roby, welcoming you back, and over across the desk from me is Carly Duke. Hey, Carly.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We are excited to be here today because we want to talk about something that I think is probably misunderstood, but I think if we... let me just ask you this, Carly. You ever feel overwhelmed?
Never. Are you joking?
You feel overwhelmed right now with the question.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think we can all attest to that feeling of overwhelm, of not be able to kind of keep it all together where it feels like it's all just too much. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty common feeling for adults and adolescents alike. This is a complex world we live in, one that our brains probably aren't super equipped to handle, with social media and 24-hour news and pandemic and all these things. It can be very overwhelming. And so we want to talk about some tools that will help with that sense of overwhelm, where we're able to kind of reconnect with ourselves and reconnect with our thoughts. And that's the topic of meditation. Do you ever meditate, Carly?
I honestly don't know how much like intentional meditation I do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do prayer, which mm-hmm. I feel like can be similar
yep.
in a lot of aspects. And I've done some yoga before, but I'm probably not... this isn't a practice that I use all the time, but I really do think after doing some research into it, it's one that would be really beneficial.
Yeah, it's one of those things you have to make the time for, you have to be intentional about. It's can be a little bit of work, and it's a skill, mm-hmm. obviously. But Carl, you found quite a bit of great research on this topic of meditation. Tell us a little bit about just some of the benefits that we can see.
Right, so I'll post my links and my sources in the show notes. But some of the benefits, especially emotional benefits, you gain new perspective, especially in the midst of stressful situations. You can build skills that help you manage stress. You're more focused on the present. Mm-hmm. It reduces negative emotions, increases imagination and creativity, and it also increases patience and tolerance, which is interesting.
Those all sound like really good things. I could use a little bit more or a little less negative emotions and more imagination and creativity, sure.
Right. Well, and even looking through this list and thinking of from a teenage perspective, mm-hmm. teenagers definitely could use these.
Absolutely.
I mean, adults, this list is for me, but if I'm a teenager and I'm trying to learn how to handle stress, mm-hmm. meditation sounds like a great option. And then there were also a lot of physical, especially medical conditions that can be helped from meditation. And they said if it's a condition that's worsened by stress, meditation might be an answer. Hmm. I did see it said you don't necessarily need to go to meditation and not seek medical professionals. Mm-hmm. So don't just think, oh, I have this, I'm going to meditate and not have to take medicine anymore. That mm-hmm. might not be the answer, but talk to your doctor and it could help. But some of these medical conditions were anxiety, asthma, chronic pain, depression, sleep problems, tension, headaches. There were more. I tried to kind of stick to the list that I thought our teenagers would deal with more.
Mm-hmm.
But if your teenager is struggling with something, maybe meditation could be a tool that could also help them.
Absolutely, especially with the anxiety of the moment. I think having a ready tool, a practice that they can commit to could really be a powerful thing. Now, I would say there's probably some stigma around meditation that kind of the layperson might have who hasn't really researched much into it, because I think it sounds pretty woo-woo, right? Like it's...
woo!
Woo, yeah. Or is it one woo or two woos?
Woo? I think it's woo-woo.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm gonna meditate on that, tell you later. But yeah, so but it does sound very, you know, out there for a lot of people. And I would say even before the present time where meditation, and we're going to talk about this in a little while, just the accessibility around meditation, mm-hmm. Instruction and services, it just didn't seem like it felt like it's for monks in the Himalayas or something like this. It's not for the regular guy.
Right.
And so, but what we're finding is that this is a highly accessible practice that has really great results for a lot of people. And so we want to walk through some types of meditation, and then we'll talk a little bit about how we access these.
Right. So one type is guided meditation. So it's sometimes called guided imagery or visualization. Man, that word.
It's a tough one.
That tripped me up for a second. Mm-hmm. So with this, you form mental images of places or situations, especially things that you might find relaxing. We're going to talk about some tools later, but there are lots of apps for guided meditation mm-hmm. that will walk you through this and what to visualize and what to think on. And so that's one that you might have heard of before.
Another one is a mantra style meditation. This type of meditation, you silently repeat a calming word, thought, or phrase to prevent distracting thoughts. So if it's, the old joke in Seinfeld is the Serenity Now. that's a data reference, but just some kind of a series of words that are comforting to you, that have some meaning to you, that you can connect with. And those stressful moments when you feel your blood pressure going up, being able to repeat those over in a quiet way to remind yourself of what is true.
Right. Mindfulness. I am having a really hard time speaking today.
Hey, I believe in you, Carly. You can do this.
I need to meditate after this, mm-hmm. apparently. So mindfulness is another thing. So that's being mindful. That's especially being present in the moment. That could be focusing on breathing or observing your thoughts or emotions. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the five senses. So mm-hmm. that can be mindfulness. And so that also might be accepting something and letting it pass without judgment. So you're accepting things and moving on. But this is another one that a lot of the apps and sites kind of walk you through, this mindfulness meditation.
And the last one is yoga. This is one I've not done because I'm worried I'm not flexible enough for it.
You're scared of yoga?
I kind of am, yeah. Especially hot yoga. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's up my alley either.
Yeah, yeah. Performing a series of postures and controlled breathing exercises to promote a more flexible body and calm mind. You move through different poses that require balance and concentration. You're encouraged to focus less on your busy day and more in the moment. So we have guided meditation, mantra, mindfulness, and yoga. Have you ever done one of these before that you said you've done yoga some?
I've done yoga some, and more like workout yoga, which is mm-hmm. not the same as mindfulness yoga, yeah. but we'll talk about in a little bit. There's an app that I use sometimes, and they'll have like end of the day yoga things mm-hmm. to kind of help you de-stress. It takes me forever to go to bed. I'm not a person who sleeps well. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes having that, doing certain stretches and really winding down is a thing that I have used before. And probably the mindfulness, like breathing techniques mm-hmm. and really being present, are probably the two that I've used the most.
Yeah, mindfulness is my big one on the list. And we were talking about this earlier. I think we're going to do a whole podcast on breathing, on just the different breathing techniques and just getting back to those basic things, those basic life elements that, you know, you don't think about your breath when you're stressed, you know, mm-hmm. that's the thing keeping you alive. Right. And so going back to those things of that real basic human, you know, how am I feeling? I know with mindfulness stuff, they'll do things called body scans where you lay down and you literally, in your mind's eye, you scan your body, which sounds really weird, but basically what you're doing is you're trying to be mindful of how you're actually feeling in that moment. Like, is my chest tight? Does my stomach hurt? Are my shoulders tight? Does my head hurt? You don't realize it until you do this. You slow down enough just to kind of scan through your body from top to bottom. And you realize, oh, wow, I did not realize I was in pain today, or I didn't realize I was tense.
Right.
And so that's a real mindfulness kind of exercise to be mindful of how you're actually feeling in the moment.
Right. I've done something similar, but a little different, where in bed, if I'm having trouble sleeping, like you tense up and relax each mm-hmm. muscle one at a time. So like you start with your head or your feet and mm-hmm. you go through your whole body and tense and relax. And just a similar way of being mindful and being present, focusing on your breathing. But what's so cool, you kind of mentioned this, Chris, there are so many resources out there now mm-hmm. for meditation and mindfulness, and especially apps. Apps have become just something really big, and you can find several. I want to mention just a few. There are a ton out there. Google it, and you can find a ton, or put it in your app store. But some of the big players are Calm. Have you heard of this one?
Mm-hmm.
So this one is meditation. They also really talk about their sleep stories. Now, there are free versions, I think, of all of these, but they're limited.
Mm-hmm.
This one you can get for $14.99 per month. if you want to buy the subscription. But what I thought was cool is they also have specific meditations for 3 to 17-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
So like for your kids or your teenagers, this one has some more specific meditations for them, which I thought was really cool. And then another one is Headspace. And have you, I feel like you've said you've used this one.
Yeah, Headspace is the one that I've used. And they just have a vast library of different kinds of mindfulness and meditation. They, if I remember right, they have a whole free course at the beginning that takes you through just basic meditation. And it can be challenging because, you know, it's slow and it's
right.
Lots of silence, lots of sitting with your thoughts, you know, and that's kind of going back to some of that mindfulness stuff of because when you get quiet, that's when your brain starts barking at you and you start thinking all this stuff and you're like, well, I'm supposed to be calm, and you just get all worked up because your brain won't shut off. But it kind of teaches you about, you know, not judging thoughts and all that. But there's a whole free section that kind of walks you through, you know, and they kind of it builds like you'll do like a 5-minute and then you'll do like a 10-minute and then you're like a 20-minute, which that's a long meditation session. Challenges is not falling asleep while you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly. This one too, we've mentioned, is on Netflix. So there are Netflix meditation mm-hmm. guides on there. That's a way you want to do it, not in an app.
Mm-hmm.
Another one I heard of is Insight Timer. And this one, I haven't used this one, but from what I saw online, it's cheaper, but they're also, their free library is more extensive than the other one. So if mm-hmm. you're looking for something for free or just to try it, this one I saw come up over and over and over again mm-hmm. as a really great resource. And then FitOn, FitOn,
mm-hmm.
is one that I use. It has free exercise videos, but this is one if you're looking for yoga. They have yoga videos on there as well. So these are videos that walk you through. You can find a ton of different exercises. So that's a whole different subject. But if you're looking for yoga, they have long ones, they have exercise ones, they have ones that will help you wind down at the end of the day or wake up in the morning. So that's another resource.
Yeah, we really, and this is just a space in mental health that has gotten crowded in a good way. There's just a lot of really good stuff out here. And I want to encourage you not to be intimidated by it because it's in some senses, in some ways, you're literally sitting and being quiet. I mean, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing that's too challenging. It's really more setting that time aside and making that a priority. Any therapist or mental health professional I've ever talked to points to this stuff and say this is very, very valuable.
Hey friends, let's take a minute to just talk about 3 easy ways that you can support the Teen Life Podcast. So the first one is to listen and subscribe. And congrats, you've already done half of that because you're listening to me right now. So if you haven't subscribed to the Teen Life Podcast, go in your favorite app and subscribe right now so you never miss an episode. The second is to share it with friends. This is easy. If you hear a topic that you think they would love, or you just know another adult who loves teenagers, send this on. Pass on the link, share it on social media. We love it when you invite your friends to be part of this with us. And then finally, review us in your favorite app. We obviously love the positive reviews, but we're here for anything. So take a minute to share, to review, and obviously subscribe so you never miss another conversation. So for the trend today, Chris, I want to talk about some messaging apps.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously text messaging is huge,
yeah.
But there are also apps that our teenagers use that can be used for a variety of different reasons. Maybe they want bigger group chats, and so they'll go to messaging apps. Maybe they're talking to someone who doesn't have an iPhone, but they need to use Wi-Fi for messaging. Messaging apps is an option. Maybe they're trying to hide conversations from parents and know mm-hmm. that parents will look in their messages but not go into their apps. And so 2 of the big ones that I wanted to talk about are WhatsApp and Kik.
WhatsApp and Kik.
So let's start with WhatsApp. So this is one that is owned by Facebook, which is interesting because that's obviously a social media
player. Yeah, they own everything, don't they?
I know, seriously. Yeah. So it's a group message app. You can send messages, stickers, pictures, video, audio messages. It's free. It's unlimited. Groups can have up to 256 people at once.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they got that big.
So number one, what a random number. Why 256? I don't know who chose that.
Sure, there's a reason.
I'm sure there is, but that is a lot of people. So like I said, this is a good option if you don't have an iPhone or you're texting internationally. I used this one in college when my now husband, he was then my boyfriend, was traveling internationally, and at the time we didn't have iMessage, and so that was a way that we could.
Yeah, that's how connect. My wife uses it. She has friends all across the world, and this is how they have a big group chat.
Yes.
They love it.
Yeah. So for this one, you have to be 16 or older, but obviously some younger teens could lie about their age. Mm. It's not like they actually check birthdays. It can upload your contact list, but it also encourages you to add friends you may not know in mm-hmm. the app. So this is encouraging you to connect with people that aren't even in your contact list. Mm-hmm. So something to be careful of. And like I said, this is an app that teens might use to hide messages from parents because it won't show up in texting history or phone bills mm-hmm. or any of that fun stuff.
Wow.
Gotta love it.
Yep.
And now Kick is the other one. From their website, I pulled this from their website. It says, stay in touch with all of your friends on Kick. No matter who you are or what device you're using, chat one-on-one with your whole group or with a bot.
You can chat with a bot?
Yes. So one of the big things they push is that they have all of these bots that you can talk to. So I suppose if you're lonely, I'm not sure.
Curious? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So you can. They encourage you to chat with different bots. And this is a chat platform that was built especially for teenagers. And like I said, they're a leader in chat bots, which maybe that's a big player for teenagers. I don't know. And so they really target teenagers. This one does. They market to teenagers. They want teenagers on their app.
Gotcha.
This one, you sign up with just your email. You don't need a phone number. So I know that there are some younger teens who don't have phones yet, mm-hmm. but might have an old iPod Touch. Are those things anymore?
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Or an iPad. If they have something that has internet capabilities but not a phone, they could use this and message people because you don't have to have a phone number. You just have to have an email address.
Gotcha.
But that also makes it more private. The minimum age for this one is 13, so it can go younger. And your chat companions can only see your display name, username, and profile picture. So there can be more anonymity on this app, which on some level might be nice, but on the other level could obviously result in bullying or other things because you don't actually know who you're talking to.
Right,
and you can hide your identity more easily. When you sign up, it asks if you want to chat anonymously or if you want to make new friends. So this one, again, pushes you to talk to people outside of your circle. There are community guidelines for all of these, but make sure you're talking to your teens about safety.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your teens, we say this all the time, but ask, hey, have you ever used a messaging app?
Mm-hmm.
And if so, what is it? What do you use it for?
Do you feel like this is something that is an alternative to a Facebook, Instagram for communication, at least? Like, you know, obviously you post your pictures on Instagram and all that kind of stuff, but if you're really just talking to your friends, is this a better option for a lot of kids since it's not so public?
I think so, probably. I know a lot of teenagers, we've talked about like the story aspect.
Yeah.
And they'll use this. But yeah, this is a way, I think, for teams to communicate back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger groups of people to communicate, classes maybe to communicate. I had a job at one point in college, and the staff, this is how we communicated.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't communicate through text. We communicated through a messaging app.
Mm-hmm.
You can turn notifications off so you don't necessarily have to hear from it all the time. There are different things you can do with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were you and you're a parent, I would just be aware of these and know maybe to look for these on your teen's phone. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're using it in a negative way or a bad way.
Mm-hmm.
They probably have a good reason to be using it, but make sure you're aware and asking good questions. For the tip this week, kind of going back to our topic when we talked about meditation, I saw this TikTok about overthinking and what happens when you overthink from David Phillips. And if you look him up, we'll post the TikTok and his website in our show notes. But his whole deal was if you're overwhelmed or overthinking, you need to stare at one spot and not move your eyes.
Hmm.
And he claims that that will clear your mind.
I can see that.
Now, what do you think about that, Chris?
Well, in the sense that it's getting your mind off of the thing you're thinking about and you're having to focus on one thing, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard different versions of this. As we're preparing for this, I've heard versions where you actually move your eyes side to side. Or you stare and don't blink.
Right.
And so these all are the same ideas of, like, if your brain is everywhere, and that means overthinking, then let's get it down to one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it will calm you. And so that makes a lot of sense to me.
Right. And he, if you watch the TikTok, he has some brain science in there that he says your brain can't think if your eyes aren't moving.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that. I didn't look up, and I'm not a neuroscientist, so I'm not sure exactly how much truth there is to that, but it's something worth trying. And when I tried it, I was like, huh, that does work. But I think, like Chris said, it's more of you are focusing on trying not to move your eyes, so you're not thinking about what your brain is overwhelmed with. And so it's a good way to focus and be present. And so it might just be a tip or trick. Maybe you send the TikTok to your teenager if this is something they struggle with. Say, like, hey, try this and let me know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we are so overstimulated and have so many things in our mind at all times. And our brains rarely get the time to rest.
Yes.
And so things like this and the meditation stuff that we talked about earlier is a purposeful disruption in that cycle of overthought and overwhelm, where you kind of are able to take back control of, you know, your rowdy brain who won't, you know, shut it down. And, you know, like you said, sometimes it's just hard to sleep because your brain is on such overload. And even if it is just staring at the wall. And that's what in our teen life groups, we talk all the time about sometimes the best solution is the most simple, boring solution. And we're literally saying stare at a wall. And it's right, you know? And so as we talk about anxiety and depression and all these things that are creeping up, gratefully, we have tools that are really boring and really accessible that can make a big difference. All right, that's a wrap on this one. Thank you so much for listening. A special thanks to Carly Duke and to Kelly Fan for producing this podcast. Also to Luke Cabrera for our awesome podcast music. If you want to know more about Luke and his music, check out his contact info in the description. Well, this podcast is for the helpers, and we really hope you feel helped. If there's something we haven't talked about or a topic that you're really interested in, email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo, and we will do our best to get to that topic. We will see you next week.